I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, January 18. Coming up, state of public emergency declared for St. James, damage assessment for breakaway in Rio Grande Valley underway, and industry minister orders re-inspection of scrap metal containers. The news in detail after the break.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is appealing for the cooperation of citizens in St. James who will be affected by the state of public emergency now in effect for the parish. He says while some delays are expected, great effort is being taken to ensure the rights of all citizens are upheld.
The declaration of a state of public emergency does not mean the suspension of the rule of law. The security forces are expected and have been directed to treat citizens with respect and protect the dignity and safety of all. The operations which will be conducted, though directed at criminals and their facilitators, will create some level of general discomfort. We ask the public to cooperate with the security forces.
During the state of public emergency, the security forces will have the power to search, curtail the operating hours of businesses, and detain persons without a warrant. 335 murders were recorded in St. James last year, nearly two times more than any other parish, with Clarendon having 168 murders over the same period. In the meantime, Chief of Defence Staff Major General Rocky Mead says the security forces have received additional training in human rights protection during the state of public emergency. Officers from the 3rd Battalion Jamaica Regiment, the reserve arm of the Jamaica Defence Force, as well as additional troops have been deployed since early Tuesday morning to, among other things, carry out joint patrols throughout St. James. Major Mead says all persons and vehicles using roads in and out of the parish may be subject to search and asked to provide information to verify their identity.
All citizens of Jamaica, including the violence producers, can feel safe in the hands of the military as long as you are not threatening the troops. The particular focus are on those that are responsible for murders, lot of scamming, trafficking of arms and drugs, and extortion.
Meanwhile, National Security Minister Robert Montague is appealing to residents in St. James for their full cooperation during the state of public emergency. The National Works Agency, NWA, is assessing damage caused by a breakaway at Isleworth in the Rio Grande Valley near Berrydale in Portland. The breakaway is among multiple areas in the parish affected by heavy rains this past weekend. Senior Communications Officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson, says addressing the breakaway is the agency's top priority.
Our engineers describe this as a massive breakaway. So what has happened is that retaining wall has been undermined by the river and it has caused a road edge breakaway. The road is currently being undermined, but not to the extent that it is impassable. But what we have done is that we have reduced the corridor to single lane to prevent vehicles from driving too close to the road edge, which might collapse under the vibration of vehicles.
The NWA's Portland Parish team has since secured the area with heavy reflective drums intended to guide motorists along the roadway. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda has given instructions for the reinspection of all scrap metal containers packed for export after December 21, 2017. The measures follow the theft of 5 metric tons of brass sugar mill bearings from the Worthy Park Sugar Factory in St. Catherine. Minister Samuda has also ordered the inclusion of brass as a restricted item under the existing regulations governing the export of scrap metal. 74 brass sugar mill bearings valued at $16.5 million were stolen from the factory over the period December 22, 2017 to January 11, 2018. This is the second major theft of brass bearings from a sugar factory following a similar incident in 2013 at the Money Musk factory in Clarendon. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.